cattle futures perked up on Monday. U.S. beef exports that are bolstering prices this year are expected to continue next year. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 11th of December. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade last week ended up $1 to $3 higher at $119 a hundredweight, except for 116 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress trade was steady to $4 higher at 187. Feeder cattle futures gained some ground Monday amid limited trade, while live cattle closed narrowly mixed despite stronger cash prices and wholesale beef values. Live cattle futures closed 32 cents lower to 32 cents higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 67 cents higher. Wholesale beef values were firm to higher on moderate to fairly good demand and moderate offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice box beef cutout value is $1.13 higher Monday afternoon at $215.42 a hundredweight. Select was 44 cents higher at $200.94. Just a couple of results available at press time from the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Steer calves weighing less than 500 pounds sold steady to $5 higher at Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri. Steers weighing 500 to 700 pounds sold steady. Heifers weighing less than 700 pounds sold steady and then weak to $3 lower at heavier weights. There are 4,893 head on offer. At Oklahoma National Stockyards, there are 4,000 head. Feeder steers weighing 600 to 700 pounds sold $2 to $3 higher, but $2 to $3 lower at 700 to 800 pounds in a light test. Steer calves weighing 400 to 5.5 sold $1 to $2 lower, but $2 to $5 higher at 550 to 700 pounds. Heifer calves sold unevenly steady in a limited test. Cash bids were mixed for grains and soybeans Monday. Analysts with the Daily National Grain Market Summary said the main order of business was positioning ahead of Tuesday's World Agricultural Supply and Demand estimates. Wheat bids were mostly 1.25 to 6.25 lower. Soybean bids were 5 to 7 cents lower. Sorghum bids were 2.5 to 2.75 lower. Corn bids were 1.5 to 3.5 cents lower, while corn futures closed mostly fractionally lower to a penny lower. Extreme volatility continued on Wall Street Monday, with steep losses early and then recovery later on, led by tech stocks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 34 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 4 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 51 points. The latest meat trade data shows that meat exports are continuing to help offset record meat production this year, says Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, in his weekly market comments. He explains beef, pork, and poultry are each projected to reach record production levels this year and will combine to push total U.S. meat production to a record level of 102.3 billion pounds, up 2.6% year over year. However, per capita meat consumption in the U.S. this year is projected at 218.7 pounds, up 1%. Peel emphasizes the smaller increase in meat consumption compared to production is largely due to the net movement of meat offshore through meat exports. Moreover, Peel explains, U.S. meat exports are forecast to increase next year, while total meat imports are forecast to decrease. According to Peel, continued improvements in the net trade balance will be critical to partially offset record total meat production next year, forecast at 103.7 billion pounds. However, Peel also pointed out earlier this fall there is general agreement that trade disruptions will likely reduce U.S. and global macroeconomic growth in 2019. While the beef industry has avoided most of the direct tariff impacts thus far, indirect tariff impacts will continue to grow unless the trade situation is resolved soon. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 11th of December. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.